Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Starting college can be a really exciting time when new connections and friendships are forged. For many freshmen, it's also their first time living alone and navigating the world independently. But this fall semester looked a bit different for college freshmen in Wisconsin and throughout the country. Many students were meeting their professors and advisors for the first time over video, and others who started class in person later switched to virtual learning. Some dormitories were quarantined, which makes getting to know new people a bit challenging. Alexander Creighton is a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about the ups and downs of starting college during a pandemic.
The first week or two, we had, well, not exactly normal, but some in-person interactions, and that allowed me to meet people in my dorm, but also in my classes, which really helps because making those human interactions makes everything seem possible since you know other people are dealing with the exact same situations. But as COVID got worse and worse, the campus was actually shut down for 2 weeks, which kind of broke up all of the, or most of the interactions that I had. And so when school resumed like normal activity, it was almost like restarting. But the nice thing about remote is that there is almost nothing else to do aside from work on studying or assignments. So doing the work isn't actually that bad.
When you were getting ready to apply to schools and thinking about this next step in your life, what did you envision and how has that changed?
Well, when I first thought about it, I think I had a bit of an optimistic approach. I underestimated how bad things could be. So I expected that there'd be some online, some in-person components, but that the college experience would be relatively similar, in addition to obviously precautions like masks and social distancing, but that everything would be very similar. And as I've been here, I've realized that is very different from what I thought, that even social distancing can really make a difference between like the ability to understand one another and like make the connections that make everything easier. So there's been a steep learning curve in COVID-related matters and obviously in addition to university stuff.
And how has the semester and your college experience changed just from the beginning of the semester to now?
Well, I think at the beginning, it's similar to what most people deal with, sort of adjusting from, well, at least in my situation, I'm in a dorm, so I haven't actually been home since the semester started. So the beginning was just figuring out like what I had, what I could use, and sort of what my lifestyle would look like now that I was away from home. But as things kind of progressed, it became more of a continuation of the end of senior year, where you have just all of the studying, all of the classes online, and trying to almost organize all of the work and questions that you have, because you're never going to have that, or at least the same in-person kind of clarification that would normally be available to students.
You had mentioned that, you know, some of your classes were online or were in person, and that has changed since the beginning of the semester. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Actually, I was in a learning community. It's a first-year interest group where, like, there's a group of 20 people or so who take similar classes, and this allows you to sort of build a community and get to know people a little bit better since you are taking very similar classes. However, just because of the issues with COVID, the university decided to shut down portions of this community so that it's not really possible to meet with the students. So, like, the main class of this first year interest group was completely moved to an online format. And like I said earlier, the history course, which transitioned from in person to online, is actually like a separate thing where there was a small group, like 7 or 8 people in the class, and whether it was people were like concerned that someone in the class might get COVID and spread it, or if people didn't want to walk 20 minutes to the humanities building, that was also moved to an online format.
Are there things that you were really looking forward to about the college experience, certain groups or activities that you were hoping to join and be a part of that you haven't been able to, that have maybe been a little bit disappointing?
There were actually 2 things that I was trying to get involved with. I'm in the honors program, which means that there's more community service available and offered. But since everything going on kind of limits the amount of in-person interactions, I haven't really been able to engage in those community service projects. And I am also a runner, and I was hoping that one way I would be able to make connections with people here is joining a running club. But since the restrictions in Madison say that you're only allowed to take off your mask if you're doing individual exercise outside, that would mean if I was to join the running club, I would have to run with a mask all the time, which I find hinders my ability to really breathe properly and enjoy the experience.
And how are you doing with the isolating factors that are a part of the pandemic that's going on, but as well as the college experience being so different than what we classically know the college experience to be?
I'd say that what really helps is that with the online component, you are able to communicate with people through email and then through like text or like voice chats, whatever it might be. And that gives at least a portion of the like human interaction that really comes into play. I actually keep in contact with some of my friends back at home, and that helps as well. But I'm also very lucky to have a roommate who like I get along with very well. So I have in-person interactions that are very nice as well.
That's good that you get along with your first roommate. Not all of us have had that experience when starting college and living in the dorms. What's it been like from what you've seen with your roommate as well as people in the dorm? What are you kind of seeing around there? How are people dealing with this pandemic?
Well, some people don't deal with it in the best way. There is quite a lot of music and shouting and partying going on in my dorm. But for the most part, people avoid those activities. I think that everyone has kind of gotten the message, whether it's like weekly COVID tests or just the fact that many people are getting sick, which makes us sort of understand that this really is a serious situation. And if we aren't able to like take precautions, then this whole opportunity will be taken away from us. I hope that people have been like keeping in contact online. Some people choose to do other things.
So going back to when you were filling out college applications or even just trying to decide where am I going to apply to go to college, was it difficult for you to decide whether you should start college this year, considering what's going on with the pandemic and how things have changed?
I guess for me, I always thought that it would be best to continue my education, first of all, because like a lot of the things I learned in my senior year, I took 5 AP courses, so a lot of that information would be relevant to university courses. And I felt that if I took a gap year or something similar, then I wouldn't really be able to perform as well as I would have, like, if I just gone straight on from my senior year. But I think that since I thought that the university experience would be fairly similar and give similar opportunities to what it normally would, the thought that I wouldn't go to university because of COVID never really had a strong impact on my decision.
Didn't deter you a bit. So your experience is obviously different than what most people would expect their first year of college to be like, but how have you made the best of it?
Well, I guess one thing is just that we are here to learn. So like the main thing we came for is still here, and that allows me to really focus on performing well. But also, since I do have some online connections with people, I'm able to build a community that I enjoy being a part of, as well as the learning opportunity of being not entirely on my own, but away from my family, to kind of figure out what I need, sort of living without them.
Alexander Creighton is a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's strange enough to have to change your expectations for college when you've never experienced it before. But it's also an adjustment when you're an involved student who knows what it means to be part of campus life. Karat Mocha is an upperclassman at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about how his college experience has been disrupted by this pandemic.
You know, this year has been a little tough, but not only just for us, I think pretty much for the whole world. So just to get through with this year would be nice. But so far, I think we've handled it really well. We've taken our time to analyze what could potentially happen. You know how they say, like, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And I think we've done a good job at that. So if you're talking in terms of COVID numbers, we're still open. We're still running. We, I think, have at most like 2-3 quarantine cases on campus or something. So in terms of COVID, I think handling the virus situation, we're doing really good. But when it comes to education, being involved in a lot of social activities and stuff, obviously it's been quite reduced. Or even if it's happening with all the safety precautions. So, you know, when you're talking to a person 6 feet away with a mask on, even indoors, it's a lot different than just having that personalized aspect. So we're finding creative ways to work around it.
And how has that changed your experience? How have you dealt with not being able to have as many social experiences as part of your educational experience?
I myself am a very extroverted person. I love social interactions. I love getting to know new people. So it's been particularly hard for me to sit inside my house. But I always think that I'm in a very fortunate situation. You know, I always think from the perspective that there's lots of other people that are hurting at the moment. So I am great where I am at life at the moment, and I'm very privileged.
And for people who haven't had the experience of being involved in things on campus and having those social experiences and making those really important connections, what kind of advice do you have? What hope can you give them of what the college experience can be like that you know and understand already?
I mean, I would say that everything over here is very temporary. You know, there's going to be a day when this this whole pandemic situation is going to go by eventually, not anytime soon maybe, but someday. And I would say that, especially with incoming freshmen, you have a lot of years yet to go, at least 2 or 3 more, right? So you have quite a bit of time to explore. And to give some hope and to some advice, I would just say that take this time to really develop on yourself. You have time to reflect on how many commitments you're making outside, on how much workload you can handle, and especially with classes being online, professors are being a little more lenient with grading and adjusting their classes. So you're sort of getting, I would say, more of a head start, or like an easier shift from high school to college, because you can have a coffee in your hand and take a class online sitting in your bed. You don't have to necessarily wake up at 8 a.m., get dressed, go to class or whatnot. So take that time to sort of develop yourself. And when you come out of this pandemic and you go into the rest of the school year, you will be well prepared, and you will do much better than what I did my sophomore year or junior year, whatever.
And when you think about pre-pandemic times and your expectations for this year of school, what were you looking forward to, and how have your expectations changed?
I guess this year I had quite a few things in the works. You know, I was working with my band on releasing our new record, you know, quite a few things on campus going on, different events. We were going to play some live shows and stuff. So all of that is not happening anymore. But honestly, this is sort of exposing me to a different side of the world. Because, for example, with live concerts, we couldn't do that, but we ended up doing a virtual concert. So we were all socially distant, wearing masks outside, and singing virtually over Facebook. And we had everybody sitting in classroom and watching that stream. I'm also a huge part of the MSOE student government as a senator. And, you know, previously we were working on certain issues or concerns around campus, trying to make it a better experience for everyone. But now we're being exposed to different types of issues, which is very interesting. And I think it is for a positive change, because the issues we're being exposed to right now, for example, virtual learning and stuff, this is something that the community needs to come together and fix as a whole, not just one person or just the administration sitting on top. So it is actually bringing a lot of people together to work in conjunction with each other, which is really nice.
Are you frustrated at all with your education this year, in the sense that, you know, you are paying all of this money, but it's all virtual? And are you concerned about how that might affect you when you do go into your chosen field?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great question. And yes, definitely to a certain aspect. I think if you ask any college student, you will always get the reply that yes, they're frustrated with the education they're getting at the moment, because it is not ideal. It really isn't. But at the same time, coming from a student leader perspective, that is the change that we're trying to make happen. I think this exposes us to study more ourselves on our own than rely on going to a lecture and just grasping whatever information is thrown at us and maybe something will stick. So it's harder, but I am learning so much more about managing my time effectively, studying on my own, organizing my notes, and really, really making sure that I understand or grasp the concept. So things that are going in my head now are going to be there forever, because I have learned them the hard way. So in a sense, it's frustrating, but it is also making me a stronger and a very well-rounded individual.
Do you feel that you have the support and understanding of your professors with this virtual learning environment, in the sense that, you know, as you said, you're doing a lot more of the work than maybe you would before and really having to adapt? Are you having to figure those things out on your own?
I think professors provide a tremendous amount of support. I mean, just the fact that you can text a professor over Teams or whatever software you're using, and I get replies back at like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. when it's if the professor is still awake and wants to reply back to me, right? So I think that is so huge, because that was unheard of before, right? I had to wait outside a door during office hours or something, you know, maybe for 30 minutes, and I might not even get a turn to speak with a professor. So that, I feel like, might even still continue into the school year, which is amazing. But also, I think MSOE staff and faculty have been incredibly helpful, just with gauging feedback from the students. Has been really nice. You know, they have this whole like student success email and stuff. Like, if you have any concerns, just shoot them an email, you remain anonymous or whatever, and all your requests are heard and taken care of. So working as with the student government side, with this committee to organize these forums, we're just pushing more towards that agenda, which is awesome. So we're learning also so much more about what students respond well to when it comes to surveys, when it comes to feedback, what professors respond well to, and how can that communication loop be improved. So I'm going to keep on coming back to this point, is like, it's frustrating, it's really problematic, but that is forcing yourself to become a better individual.
Karat Mocha is an upperclassman at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about the ups and downs of the COVID college experience.